culture was stirring, not even a mind. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
The children were nestled all snug in their wee little beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their wee little heads.
Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's night.
When I woke up, there arose such a clatter. I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, threw open the sash.
Wondering I should appear but a miniature sleigh and a tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick that I knew right away that it must be St. Nicholas.
More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer, now Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen.
To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, dash away, dash away, dash away.
The coursers they flew with a sleigh full of toys
and St. Nicholas too.
And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof all the clattering noise
of each galloping
hoof, all bundled and fur from his head to his foot.
His clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot.
I drew in my head and was turning around
when down the chimney he came with a bag.
Oh my goodness!
A bag full of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a little old peddler just opening his bag.
Twinkles so gay,
his dimples how merry they were,
his cheeks were like roses when kissed by the sun,
his nose like a cherry, all wrinkled with fun,
his droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow,
the beard on his chin was as white as the snow.
The stump of a little pipe he held tight in his teeth,
and the smoke went around and round and around his head like a reed.
Oh, he was so jolly and plump, a right jolly old elf.
And I laughed and I laughed and I laughed when I saw him
in spite of myself.
He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly.
A wink of his eye and a twist of his head,
a chuckle and a smile I knew all the while I had nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word but went straight to his work. He filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and
finger aside of his nose. Then giving a nod up the chimney he rose.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove on a sigh, Merry Christmas to all and to all. Are settled at last for a long time.